Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Jesus Christ. Jason's alive. He killed my friend. Now he's coming for me.
He's got a death curse.
Jason's a legend.
I'm Mrs. Warren, an old friend of the Christies.
Jason belongs in hell.
You're doing the wicked stay here.
Never
come back again. You see, Jason was my son, and today is his birthday. And we are back at the Inadequate Club, aka Camp Blood Radio. I am your host, Nathan Barker. Joining me is the Joe Gallo.
The one and only me.
Well, I hope there's only fucking one you.
You would be so lucky.
Other than that mob boss guy that you're kind of named after, I think he whacked a bunch of people in New York or something like that.
Crazy Joe Gallo?
Yeah, that dude.
No, well, I still do whacking. It's just different kinds.
Oh, much, much different whacking. A lot filthier whacking, I bet.
I mean, yeah.
I hope there's a little less blood involved, though.
I mean, it depends on my mood.
That could just get awkward right there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the crazy Joe Gallo. You know, we got some good stuff to talk about, but this episode, I just have to give a little bit of a disclaimer. This episode's going to be a little shorter than usual, but that's all right because we're used to things being short. So No worries there. Powering this week's episode for me, of course, I'm drinking a little whiskey this afternoon because there's a snowstorm where I'm at, and I've been dealing with the ice and the snow and all that. So I've got some nice, delicious, warm Cameron's coffee, but I got a little peanut butter whiskey in there, Joe Gallo. Do you believe that?
That sounds gross.
Screwball peanut butter whiskey, mind you. And I think that's a good name for whiskey, because if you drink enough of it, you're going to fucking turn into a screwball. That's for damn sure.
That is true.
Yes, absolutely. So before we kick things off, we need to talk about a little situation, because I know some of you, at least about 8 of you, may have been slightly concerned about this. So I'm just going to address this situation now. For those of you out there in listener land that are friends with me on my personal Facebook page, and for those that may not be, but followed the Camp Blood Radio Facebook page, last week, I don't even remember what day it was now, but last weekend, Facebook did the, I guess, massive forced logout thingamajig. I don't really know what it was, but anyways, I was one of those people that was affected by that. So my account was logged out. And when I went to log back in, my account was disabled. He said my account was disabled. I know that there would be no reason for it to be disabled. And there was obviously some things going on in Facebook land with your buddy Zuckerberg. So anyways, I had to start a new one. So I've been sending out some friend requests. So for those of you wondering why you may or may not, because guess what? I'm not adding all you clowns back either.
Okay.
So for the ones that may have wondered what the fuck's going on here, did he get hacked? No, he did not get hacked. He may have got whacked. Joe Gallo.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Joe Gallo. I appreciate your soft hands too, by the way.
You're welcome. The nice wrinkles too.
So anyways, not hacked, just whacked. So if you want to accept, cool. If you don't, well, that's fine too. I don't really know what the hell was going on, but anyways, a few days later, my account kind of reappeared. but I can't log into it. So I don't know what the hell is going on. I don't know if I'm, if it's going to be restored or if I'm just going to lose, I guess, 13 years worth of Facebook land on that account and have to start over. I have no idea. I keep trying to log into it a couple times a day and it's visible, but nothing's there. So if you've messaged me and I can see that I have a bunch of messages there and a shit ton of notifications, I'm not ignoring you. Well, some of you I'm probably ignoring. Well, I can guarantee that. But a few of you I am not ignoring. I just can't see the messages to do anything with them. So I will not be sending back any naughty pictures, Joe Gallo.
Come on, man.
Because I can't access it. So with that being said, since my page is, I don't know what the hell is going on with it, inactive at the moment, I don't know what else you'd really call it. This is something I've never seen in the Facebook world. So anyways, the Camp Blood radio show page is basically disappeared. So that left me with a dilemma. Do I just start a new one that had 7,000 followers that we just lost? Do I start a new one and just build it from the ground up again? Or do I just wait this thing out and kind of see what happens if it gets restored? I don't think it's going to get restored for whatever reason. I have a bad feeling about that one, Joe Gallo.
I don't know. There's always hope.
Well, I mean, I guess there is, but nothing in life ever works in my favor. So with that being said, I will probably be forced to start a new one this week. So do us a favor when you see that happen, share the shit out of it and try to help us rebuild. That's just a little favor, little one, Joe Gallo. And you know about little favors, right?
Little big ones and little ones.
We don't have anything big going on here at CBR. We just have little things. So little favor from us when you see that happen, tell all your friends. So yeah, that's what's going on with that. I wish I had some more details, but I guess we'll just see what happens. Maybe it'll be restored. Maybe it won't. But either way, it's been a big ass inconvenience because we have all kinds of good stuff to post on Facebook. And other things going on with that. And also, I'm not a person that had a bunch of multiple accounts like some of you clowns out there. So, like I said, many, many, many years now, whenever I decided to hop on the Facebook, whenever that became a thing, I don't even remember when that was now, 2007, maybe 2008, something like that. So, I mean, it's been a while. So I had a lot of connections tied to that account, whether that be friends, business things, networking things, et cetera, et cetera. So hopefully those are all not going to disappear. But like I said, I have a feeling that's what's going to happen. So enough whining, Joe Gallo. Enough crying about that.
Stop whining.
There's nothing we can do. So the world goes on, right? The show must go on. That's what they say, Joe Gallo.
Unless the show gets erased, right?
Unless it gets erased. But you know what? It could happen like that because I literally could just pull the plug on the website and Camp Blood Radio goes bye-bye. Or as Crazy Joe Gallo says, it gets whacked.
No whacking. That's the whack I don't like.
It gets a whacking now. All right. So let's see. So this week we do have 5 minutes of Friday the 13th coming up, which we are going to discuss the new lawsuit involving Mr. Sean Cunningham. But before that, we've got a few other things that we need to discuss. We got some shout outs, Joe Gallo. You believe that?
I don't.
We do. And first off, I got to give a shout out to Emperor Palpatoni on Instagram. Do you know that young man, Joe Gallo?
I sure do.
You know what? What does he think? He's fucking royalty or something? We've got he's an emperor. What? I don't understand.
He's the evil emperor.
That's about as bad as the Joe Gallo. Maybe you could be the emperor, Joe Gallo. Maybe you could do that.
I'm not royalty. I can't do that.
Well, I don't know what he's king dangling of, but Mr. Emperor Man, we appreciate you. He bought a show shirt, Joe Gallo. He did.
I saw that.
You did, yes. And
looks very handsome.
He looks like a very strapping young lad, all posed in his shirt with a hockey mask on and It looks like he probably has some boner pants on, and I don't understand what is with you fucking people in the boner pants. I don't get it.
They're comfortable, Nathan.
I guess they are. Anyways, Emperor Palpatoni, Mr. Tony McDonald, we thank you here at Camp Blood Radio for supporting the show. But don't be like Russ Hewitt and take boring pictures with your shirt. Go out and do something cool and then send us those.
Yeah, send nudes.
Well, send those to Joe Gallo. Don't send those to me. Send those to my other account that's not active right now. There you go. How about that?
That'll be a good present for when you get it back.
That'll be a pleasant. Well, I don't know. It may not be a real pleasant surprise, Joe Gallo. We don't know. Is he part of the inadequate club? I don't know.
We'll never know.
Well, you might know. Let Joe Gallo know how that goes.
Yeah, send him to me. I'll forward him to Nathan.
No, he won't. He'll just let you know which club you're in. You're either in the Tommy Lee club or the inadequate club. I don't know. Maybe you're in the average club. We don't know what that's like. We don't really know what
it's
that is.
It's modest.
The modest club. I will definitely never be a member of either one of those, unfortunately.
Lots of surgery. Always have hope, man.
Well, I mean, I heard that you can get a like an implant. I heard that's a thing. I mean, I may or may not have Googled it 100 times.
I heard that there's a thing out there that makes your balls bigger. Who wants bigger balls, dude?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
I don't. Fuck that. That's like it making your damage area bigger, like in a video game. I don't want bigger balls. I'm happy with my tiny balls.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll pass on that one. But definitely would take a dang dang implant. If anybody out there that's a plastic surgeon happens to be listening and you're looking for a charity case or to experiment, I will sign up, sir. I will volunteer, please.
And then you can't be in the inadequate club anymore.
That's fine. That's fine, because then I'm going to wear boner pants around every day because I want everybody to know what I'm packing.
Oh, shit. Well, that's a smart move. Smart move.
I've said that before. If I had a giant wiener, I would wear extra tight boner pants around everywhere I went.
Well, I'm all for the implants then.
Right. I mean, so if anybody out there is looking for a couple guinea pigs, we'll gladly volunteer for that.
Only if we get to be in the same room.
Only if I get to assist with Joe Gallo's implant.
Oh, no.
That was a joke. That was a joke.
Sure it was.
Of course. Of course it was. Anyways, shout out to Mr. Whack Donald. We appreciate his purchase and support. And we will look forward to more interesting photos in the future, hopefully. And speaking of interesting photos, Joe Gallo, this pertains to you.
Uh-oh.
One of Gallo's gaggle of beautiful young ladies she also has a show shirt, and she also has a Camp Blood Radio bikini heading her way. And that, Joe Gallo, is Miss Stacy White.
Mm-hmm.
But you already knew that, Joe Gallo.
I may have heard of it.
So anyways, Stacy White, I wonder if she is related to Angela White.
Uh-oh.
And I know you know who that is, Joe Gallo, because you're a chronic dick beater. So I know you know who Angela White is.
Well, I'm a big fan of the Whack.
I mean, I doubt Stacy is Australian, and of course Angela is, but maybe they're related. Maybe they're like a distant cousin. You think that's possible?
I think that's canon. She's definitely a cousin.
I mean, they're both brunettes.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, there's a connection there, and I know that a lot of the listeners know who Angela White is. And if you don't, then shame on you.
Yeah,
but don't Google her at work on your work computer. Well, I mean, you can Google her at work if you have a job, but don't do it on your work owned devices, people. Don't do that.
Do it on somebody else's work computer.
Do it on someone else's work computer or phone or tablet or smart whatever. Just don't do it on yours. You're probably going to get fired, or at least you're going to get written up, or maybe get suspended.
Or caught doing something you shouldn't be doing.
Or caught doing something that you shouldn't be doing on company time. Don't do it, people. But I mean, I don't think anybody would blame you if you did. Just use your own personal devices, right? Just use your personal stuff. Don't use your work devices to do that. So we love Angela White, though. I mean, goodness gracious, Joe Gallo.
Very pretty lady.
Yeah, we have listeners from Australia, and I wonder if maybe she is one of them. Did you ever think about that? You know, she likes winter talk.
Yes, she does.
She is a filthy young lady now. So anyway, Stace, let us know if there's a relation there, because if you are, then we want you to help us get in touch with Angela, because that young lady needs a show shirt. I'm going to tell you that. For sure. It's fun to dream, isn't it? Right?
It's always fun. I have a friend in Australia, but I don't think you want to show shirt with him.
Yeah. Well, dreaming is all that we have, Joe Gallo. We have so many deficiencies in our lives that all we really have is our dreams. Also, a couple more shout outs here. Shout out to, as always, I love the people that support us, Joe Gallo. I do. People like Josh Kersey, a.k.a. Horror Daddy 85. We talk about him all the time, and you know why we do that, Joe Gallo?
Because boner pants.
Because boner pants, for one. His wife just posted something on Facebook earlier today, and I can see Josh sitting in the background on the couch wearing fucking boner pants.
He's my spirit animal, man.
I think he just lives in them. Yeah. No, Josh bought, Whore Daddy 85. He had bought a CBR pillow from TeePublic. And then he actually, he just posted a picture of this on his Instagrams. You can go check it out. But he also bought a Part 4 hockey mask from the great Tim Schultz over Crypt Keeper 9 Productions. And for those of you that know me, know that Tim is my boy. At one time, I had about 10 of Tim's masks. But anyways, the CBR logo is actually of one of Tim's Part 4 masks, one of his stock photos that he had on his website. And Horror Daddy obviously knew that. And he took the mask that he just got in from Tim, and he set it down on top of the pillow and lined it up, because it basically lines up perfect. So
yes, it does.
Go to the Instagrams, check out Horror Daddy 85, and you'll see what I'm talking about. So shout out to Josh. As always, we appreciate you.
Hell, you know what?
No, go ahead.
I'm excited to do some photos with that boy this summer.
I'm sure you're excited to do photos with boys all the time, Joe Gallo.
He's going to wear them boner pants, I'm telling you.
Well, I'm sure you'll both have them on.
Damn right.
My mind there. Maybe you can be the vice president of the Boner Pants Society or whatever.
Well, I don't know how often Josh wears them, but I might have him beat, because I wear that shit at work. I don't wear anything else but boner pants ever. I haven't worn jeans since September.
Okay. Very nice. Very nice. Sounds comfortable. I would not know. I do not wear those pants. Probably because I would be embarrassed all the time. We've already been over this.
But I'm okay. I live with embarrassment.
You have no pride, so you're good, right? One more shout out here, and this is actually a very interesting one. Just yesterday, Camp Blood Radio received a tag on Instagram. And it was from, and bear with me here, because I was a little bit confused because it was in a foreign language. So I'm checking it out, and I see a hockey mask logo in this photo, and they tagged the show page in it. And apparently, it was from a show in Denmark. So it's some sort of show/podcast/whatever the hell. In Denmark, and if you want to check them out, it's at Hasfilm Hulen. I don't know if I pronounced that correctly. I don't speak whatever language they speak in Denmark, but HOS Film HULEN, and you'll see a post that's it's yellow. It's got the hockey mask. You'll see what I'm talking about, and they tag Camp Blood Radio. I can't understand the whatever it is that they put in the post because I can't read it. So they probably were making fun of us, would be my guess, because, well, we're easy to make fun of. But I don't know. So if anyone can decipher whatever language that what language they speak in Denmark, Google that shit.
I'm on it right now.
Yeah, find out. I don't know, like Dutch, maybe. I don't know. That sounds right.
I'm looking.
Come on, Joe Gallo.
What language do they speak in Denmark?
Ask Alexa.
The official language of Denmark is Danish.
Danish. Yeah, there we go. I was close enough. Dutch, Danish, same thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Both delicious.
Both delicious flavors, yes. So anyways, if anyone can decipher the paragraph with the post, can you please let me know what that is?
You know what you can do, Nathan, is you can copy and paste that shit into Google Translator.
I do not have time to do that, Joe Gallo. Maybe you can do that, or someone else can do that.
Well, okay, tag me in it, and I'll do it.
I don't have to tag you in it. Just go to the damn, go. I just told you what it was. Go look it up now. Don't be lazy. What are you, a Democrat, Joe Gallo?
You never lazy? Know. What is that? I'll do it right now.
It's a Haas Film Hewlin.
Okay. I spell the Hewlin part.
Hulen, Joe Gallo.
Okay.
Hos Film, Hulen for the third time.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you. Hold on. Oh, I found it.
All right. You see that post there with the yellow cake blood thing?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, fuck. I can't copy and paste it. I'll get back to you on this one.
Yeah. So they speak Danish over there. Huh? Okay. I love them damn those Danish rolls, man. Those are delish. They pair well with your coffee. Good breakfast food. But they're bad for you, Joe Gallo. Too many carbs. That's all right though. Figure that out later because we got to move on.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, anyways, shout out to them for tagging us, but I don't know why they tagged us. So, like I said, I don't speak Dutch. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry, but we appreciate you thinking of us for whatever that reason may or may not have been. We love the Danish people. We do. We love their roles. We have listeners. Well, I already knew that we had listeners from Denmark anyway because they've checked in on the Camp Blood Radio Takes Over the World map. So maybe these guys are our official listeners from Denmark. I don't know. Either way. Let's see. Oh, here's a good one. Shout out to Villains in Love, Ruben Morales, and I'm going to tell you why. So I was having a little chat with our friend Ruben, and Ruben, we were talking about the Camp Crystal Lake Part 1 sign pendant that he just completed. We've already talked about that, but for those of you that have not seen that, I don't know what you're waiting for because you're not going to find one anywhere else, I can promise you that. So anyways, Ruben and I were talking about inadequacies, and I said, hey, you should make, or no, Ruben, it was Ruben's idea, not mine. He said that since the part one sign turned out so swell, he said, maybe I'll make the part two Camp Crystal Lake sign. And of course, that one's a rectangle. So, okay, cool. So anyways, he is working on that right now. And I said, well, shit, if you're going to do the part two sign, Ruben, then why not do a Higgins Haven sign? I mean, that's just a square. I mean, simple enough for a pendant, right? Sounds easy enough, right? I mean, wouldn't you say so?
Definitely. That would be pretty damn cool. And the Packinac sign now that you're doing that.
And I mentioned that also. So I can officially announce with permission from the Rubes that he is in the process of working on a Higgins Haven pendant, a Camp Crystal Lake Part 2 sign pendant. And I can't remember if he said that he was going to give the Packinac a whirl. I think he said that he was. So anyways, he said, why don't you send me photos since you've made all of these signs? Send me the photos and I will use those to render the pendants. So how cool is that, Joe Gallo?
Freaking beautiful.
That is glorious, my friend. So Ruben is using my signs to do whatever they do in 3D printing world to make these pendants as wonderful as they do. So, yeah.
I'm really excited to get your pack of next sign. I can't wait.
I'm working on one for you, Joe Gallo. I almost have it done, actually.
I can't wait to product test it.
it is going to be a challenge for you, my friend, because it's about, well, I'm not going to tell you what size it is. I'm not going to tell you. So you just wait when it comes for product testing there, buddy. You got your
ready.
Or do that on day off. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to, I don't have a day off, but I'm ready with some bandages, a couple band-aids and Neosporin.
Well, you know why you don't have a day off, Joe Gallo? You know why?
I don't know.
A monster's work is never done.
Amen.
Oh, we got another shout out before we move on to some other fun stuff. Shout out to the jack off of all trades, our friend, your friend, Mr. Brian Emenheiser, Mr. South Jersey Jason.
Oh, and I just love him.
I know you do. You guys, you know what you two remind me of? You remember that show Perfect Strangers? I don't know why.
I've seen it.
Probably not because you're an infant, but there was this show back in the good old days called Perfect Strangers, and it was Larry and cousin Balky. Larry and Balky. But for some odd reason, and you'll have to Google who these guys are. But for some odd reason, it just came in my mind that you two remind me of Larry and Balky.
I was thinking more Brokeback Mountain, but whatever.
Well, I can think of other comparisons too, but for some odd reason, that just popped in my head, Joe Gallo. It popped right in there. So anyways, shout out to Brian Emenheiser and his little friend, Jimmy J Entertainment. And you know why? We have some exciting news on their behalf.
Oh, yes.
Well, I don't think it's going to be that exciting, to be honest with you, but here it goes. So apparently Brian Emenheiser and Jimmy J Entertainment are going to do their own show. Did you know that?
I had heard of it, yeah.
Yes, and it is going to be called Horror 365. How clever.
That's like how many days there are in a year.
Clever. So anyways, they have a Facebook page for those of you that did not suffer a disabling like I did. It says it's going to be like a general horror type show because horror is 365 days a year, not just on Halloween, Joe Gallo.
Oh, damn. I didn't know.
Yeah, I was unaware too. I thought it was just on Friday the 13th and on October 31st.
Well, so, you got me.
Right, but I'm not one of those people. I'm not one of these people like on Instagrams that have to post pictures of their VHS collection and all their other random shit and act like that horror is 365. Like, what's the word I'm looking for? You know these over-the-top people? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about. Or what?
I'm not going to give any specific examples, but there's a lot of dildos out there on the Instagrams, and it's like every day I'm having coffee out of my mug I got on eBay for with a pumpkin on it or fucking I don't know something some movie pick a horror movie Michael Myers mug or whatever, and they just it's like they have to overemphasize that they have a lot of t-shirts and a lot of movies and a lot of other stuff, and that's fine. That's fine and dandy. Because we did not know that horror was outside of Friday the 13th and October 31st. But we do now.
Yeah.
Thanks to Instagram. And thanks to Brian's new show. We're going to know all about that.
Oh, yeah. I still get messages from assholes all the time. They're like, you know, you post a lot of Jason stuff. You know it's not Friday the 13th, right? I'm like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah, fuck off, clowns. We don't care. But I don't see anything in the show description where they plan on talking about wieners, liquor, coffee, or skeezers.
Boner pants.
I don't care about fucking boner pants. Fuck off, boner pants. Don't care. Not interested in that. But I don't see anything where they plan on talking about the other things that we enjoy talking about, hearing about, reading about, for those of you that can read. or hearing about in various sorts. So I don't see anything about that in the description. So I don't know how I feel about this new show, Joe.
Oh, that's a, that mean if there's no dick talk, then
sounds kind of fucking lame. I'm not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
Nice to hear about the same old fucking horror shit for the last 40 fucking years.
Well, if they do that and then they mention penis once in a while, then I'll be happy.
Just once in a while?
Once every show.
Well, I don't know. if it was called Balls and Wieners 365, maybe. I think about listening, watching, whatever it is that you you and Jimmy decide to do with your show there, your 365 days a year show, Brian. Anyways, Friday the 13th merch. We got some good merch, some good new merch. But before I get into that, shout out to Joe Gallo. You know why? Shout out to the Joe Gallo. So I was scrolling through the Instagrams the other day, and on this nice young lady's page, Texas Ellison, what do I see? I see her looks like she's just chilling, you know, and there's a pillow right next to her. And what do I see on that pillow? I see what I know as the Joe Gallo, a.k.a. the Dead Dick White costume. And I sent it to you and said, hey, isn't this you? Remember that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
Yeah. So some nice looking young lady, Joe Gallo, is doing who knows what on your pillow.
That makes me feel better.
I'm just saying, you don't know.
Well, I'd like to.
Well, maybe you should DM her and say, look, I am the Joe Gallo. And I would like to know what you're doing with my pillow. And let me know how that goes for you.
I will. I'll let you know.
So shout out to the Joe Gallo, who is on some lady's bed right now in the form of a pillow.
I also want to know where she got that fucking pillow, because I'd like some royalties.
I think you should holler at her, though. I mean, I did tag you in the comment, and she didn't respond, so I don't know. Anyways, Texas Ellison, she is nice to look at. She is a Friday the 13th fan. Go check her out on the Instagrams. Some Friday the 13th merch. We do have some okay shit to talk about as far as that goes. Last time, did we talk about, since you like the boner pants so much, did we talk about the London 1888, the new Part 7 boner pants that they have?
I think you mentioned it, but I
can't remember. So anyways, if I did, great. If not, London 1888, we love their products. Brand new pair of, there's probably only about four of you listening that really care. And you know who you are. And I know you fucking clowns are Part 7 fans too. So this is right up your alley. Go check them out. For you Jason X fans out there, Joe Gallo.
I'm listening.
Oh, I seen this and I'm like, oh Jesus. So for you fucking Uber Jason fans out there and all that fucking nonsense, once again on the Instagrams at Sick Mind Pins, they have a new Uber Jason pin for $13. So definitely check that out if you can tolerate anything that has to do with Jason X. You know, we try to facilitate a little something for everyone. So that is my contribution to Jason X, Joe Gallo, is that right there.
Thank you.
You're welcome. At MT _ illustration, they've got some pretty sick ass prints going on. Not just Friday the 13th prints. There's a bunch of other shit on there too. Go check them out. Shout out to Horror FX Designs. They have and we've talked about them before, but he's doing awesome things in the prop game right now. And I just seen this past week, a Part 4 double-sided axe for you, Ted White fans out there. Ted White just had a birthday too, Joe Gallo.
I saw that.
Yeah. So happy belated birthday to Mr. Ted White. His birthday was last week. what was he? What is he? 95?
Yeah, I think it's 95 now.
95, yeah. Yeah, I'd have to Google that. I'm pretty sure it's 95. So check out Horror FX Designs. Just killing it with shit from all sorts, from all the Friday films, yeah. Almost for that matter.
He made me a dead white version of the Part 4 axe.
Oh, very nice. Okay. Yeah. I know they do custom orders too, but it seems like every time I turn around, there's something else added. Part 7 axe, 7 machetes. He's killing it on the Part 6 stuff. I think he pretty much offers everything for the 6 costumes. Wicked Weird Creations, Etsy and IG. Looks like they have a new Jason mask necklace, basically like a pendant. I was just scrolling through and seeing that, and I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Not bad. I didn't click on it to see the price or anything. I just looked at a couple photos, and it wasn't anything that I recall seeing recently, so I would imagine it's something fairly new. Something that I have not seen in a while that I just seen this morning. At Evidence HPM, they have a... I don't know how new it is, but we'll just say newer. It's a Freddy versus Jason Deadeye insert, latex Deadeye insert. They did a pretty fucking good job on it. So
damn.
They also, he has both eye inserts. I don't know I think he calls it the sick eye insert for the other one. Looks like they're like 40, 50 bucks a piece, which I think is a little high. I mean, $50 for a fucking latex eye insert. That sounds a little high. At least to me, anyway.
Yeah, I think so.
There's not a shit ton of options out there for the versus eye stuff either. So this is definitely one of the better ones I've seen in a while, I will say that. And there's pictures on his page where they're inside the mask. And I will say he actually does hockey masks too. I've never heard of this person prior to today. And he has the end scene versus battle damage mask. And I will say that this one next to Oz is the best one that I've seen so far.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm serious. Now the rest of his remake mask, his Part 7. I mean, there's so many fucking independent artists out there right now, but I'll tell you that if you're looking for an end scene versus, this one looks fucking good. I would go with Oz, cause you can't go wrong with any of Oz's, masks. But I'll tell you what, this one is right there. I mean, it's he did a very, very nice job. Also for the t-shirt folks out there, Zavius, Zavvius, in the U.S., obviously meaning our country. They have a UK store also. They have a Part 6 paintball scene shirt that's only 14 bucks. Head over there and check that out. They actually have a bunch of Friday the 13th stuff on there, but this particular Part 6 shirt, hard to find t-shirts that price, Joe Gallo, 14 bucks.
Yeah, definitely.
But I can think of one shirt that's cheaper than that.
Oh, what is it?
Camp Blood Radio shirts, Joe Gallo.
Oh, shit.
Speaking of which, still available on TeePublic, like I mentioned before, but also Etsy, Camp Blood Radio. Just do a search, and all the current items that are available at this very moment are listed on the Etsy shop. And check out the prices. They don't get much lower than that, people. So that's one of my gripes with the horror community is the high fucking price t-shirts. It seems like $27 is the magic number, right?
Yeah, fuck that.
Not for Camp Blood Radio shirts, my friend. Not for those. So anyways, Part 6 fans, check it out. I ordered mine last week. Also, I was perusing through the YouTubes, and I saw something that wasn't too bad. And I'll tell you what that is. Scott on Tape, the YouTube channel Scott on Tape, recently visited the Freddy vs. Jason filming locations in Canada. And not a bad video. I mean, I've seen a lot worse. We'll put it that way. There's a lot of boring shit on YouTube.
Oh, man. I love watching the filming location videos. I like memorized Adam the Woo's videos.
Oh, Adam. Yeah. See, Adam does a really good job. It's entertaining. He's not like some of these people are just so fucking boring.
All right, I mean, here's where this happened. Okay.
Oh, Jesus. So yeah, some of them I just can't do, but and I'm not saying this guy's a ball of fire by any means, but it's watchable. And then he also visited some of the Part 8 shooting locations recently too. So there's a segment on that also. I did not finish watching the Freddy Versus one. I made it about halfway through, or about 10 minutes through it, maybe. I think it was like a 20-minute segment. But some cool shit on there. I haven't seen anybody visit those locations, probably because they're in Canada. But I haven't seen anybody do a video on those in quite some time. So it was definitely cool to see that. If you're a fan of that particular installment, I would definitely recommend checking it out. Scott on tape. All right, Joe Gallo, 5 minutes of Friday the 13th. And you know what it is. You know what it is.
I have heard of it.
All right, so Sean Cunningham is suing Warner Brothers and Paramount for lost profits. You believe that, Joe Gallo?
I can. I really can.
Well, here's the deal. We're not gonna get into this too much. We're not here to provide legal advice, and we're not fucking lawyers. So, but here's the main thing. And this is actually, speaking of lawyers, the Zern, our friend Larry Zerner, aka Shelley from Part 3. So for those of you that are familiar, Larry Zerner is an entertainment lawyer in Los Angeles. So this is right off of Larry's Twitter. We don't make this shit up, people. So anyways, he says that Sean Cunningham is represented by Johnson & Johnson, which is an experienced Beverly Hills law firm. Apparently they specialize in these sort of Hollywood accounting cases, but according to Larry, this lawsuit only concerns profits from the 2009 reboot film. None of the other films are a part of this lawsuit. None.
Not one.
Not one, not two. Just the reboot, Joe Gallo.
Right. Well, that movie made a shit ton of money, so I guess we'll see what happens.
Well, yeah, of course. So basically, Larry goes on to say in some comments here that the lawsuit alleges that the defendants basically used Hollywood accounting to cheat Sean out of the profits that he was supposed to get from the reboot. Larry said this is a fairly common lawsuit in Hollywood and will probably result in the defendants paying Sean some money in the future. So, but what have you seen about this in the last few days? What have you seen people saying?
The franchise is over. The laws, everything's going to start over again. The world is ending.
Well, here's it. I've seen a lot of people bashing Sean Cunningham over this situation.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that too.
So here's the thing. As far as, in my opinion, can you blame the guy for trying to get money?
Hell no. If I created something like that, I'd be doing the same thing.
Well, seriously, I mean, there's that fucking clown that sued McDonald's for hot coffee and got like $150 million. My point is people fucking sue for everything nowadays. It's fun to file lawsuits. So I can't say that I blame the guy. If there's money on the fucking table, wouldn't you want it? I know goddamn well I sure would.
Yep.
Daddy needs to drive a new Escalade, right?
Indeed, yes.
Daddy needs to buy some new Camp Blood Radio shirts, right?
100%. 100 million of them.
Daddy needs to buy some Uber Jason pins, right?
Oh, well, now you're just being saucy.
Daddy needs to buy some new boner pants. All right.
You're basically just listing off things I would buy if I was a millionaire.
In massive amounts.
Yes.
Because I don't have a massive amount of anything else, Joe Gallo, so we might as well have it in pins and t-shirts, right?
Amen.
Yeah, there you go. So anyways, before everybody gets all butthurt over fucking saying Sean's ruining the franchise or, oh, well, he's just being greedy or whatever the fuck else you can come up with, put yourself in his shoes. And some of you know that I'm right. you would make the, well, I'm not going to say I'm right or wrong because it's just a matter of opinion. All I'm saying is that I probably would do the same thing if I thought there was money to be made. And you hear Larry Zerner, entertainment lawyer, saying that he's probably going to be paid. So there's obviously some merit there. And I'm sure the law firm that he's working with, if they didn't think that there was any merit there whatsoever, they probably wouldn't file. I mean, like I said, look at the amount of lawsuits going on in the world. I mean, people get paid over fucking dumb shit left and right. But this is a totally different set of circumstances where there's got to be something of substance there, or I don't think he would be doing that. I've read comments where people are saying, oh, he's just basically putting daggers to the Friday fans. And and maybe he is. I don't know. I haven't talked to Sean Cunningham, but I don't think that he's purposely trying to prevent fans from getting another Friday the 13th film. Do you?
No, I just think he wants his money. I don't particularly think he cares one way or another.
The only thing that I can say, the red flag for me would be, why didn't you do this sooner? Why are you waiting? I mean, it's 2021 and the film from 2009 is the only one at hand here. Why didn't you do it sooner? But once again, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know. I just know that there's been a significant amount of time that's passed since the last film. So I don't know. Could it be out of spite? Could it be, well, I'll show them? Could there be some of that going on? Well, the other lawsuit is not between him and Victor Miller. It has not been settled. I just say the guy wants to try to squeeze the money that's probably owed to him in the first place, considering the circumstances. I don't know all the details. But what I do know, and I do know one thing, though, Mr. Joe, you can go to Larry Zerner's Twitter, and you can see what he has to say about it. And that, Joe Gallo, would be a reputable source, not these fucking clickbait articles that are going all over fucking social media. And what do I call him, Joe Gallo? The idiots in groups? There you go.
Dude, I have seen so many of that same article by like 50 different sites.
And some of the sites have updated with what Larry has to say. But before that, it was just people fucking shitting all over Sean Cunningham. Just fucking giving him the business. And here's the thing. I mean, could there be some malicious thoughts behind this whole circumstance on Sean's side? Maybe there is. But until he gives a statement or we know something otherwise, all I'm saying is you can't fault a guy for wanting to get paid. If I could stand to be written a check over something like that, I'd probably do the same thing, and you probably would too.
I mean, I also don't think that – let's say that the other lawsuit, the original one versus him and Victor Miller, I don't think that that would affect a new film if it was just this new one. I think it's just with the 2009 whatnot, but I don't think that would affect a new film had the other one not be going on.
If you go to Larry – like I said, go to Larry's account and you can read, but – I mean, according to Larry, it's essentially a profits situation off the 2009 film. That's what the lawsuit has to do with. So I don't know. I don't know what the fine details are, but if you want to know more, which
we all would.
Well, Larry is a viable source of legit information. So, but if we're just talking about a profits situation off a film, the only thing that I have issue with personally is, why didn't you do it sooner? That would be my first question. Well, why didn't he do it sooner? I mean, that was 2009, it's 2021. So, but maybe there's a reason behind that too. I don't know, but that is the hot topic for the week as far as 5 minutes of Friday go, Joe.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's a hot piece of info too.
Right. And there's a lot of behind the scenes shit and a lot of legalities. And I don't think it's fair for people to throw stones at Sean per se without knowing the entire situation. I mean, he's received a lot of backlash over the first lawsuit. So it'll be interesting to see how it pans out. I just know that I knew there was more to the story when I seen the first headline of it. It's like, wait a minute, he's suing. Okay, well, let's see what he's actually suing and what it has to do with. It's not like he's trying to. It's not affecting any of the other installments. So, as of yet, anyway. So make your own judgments. educate yourselves, and then and go from there before you go chiming in on the comments section like the other fucking keyboard warriors.
We'll never stop them no matter what we say.
Well, no, exactly.
They're always angry.
Idiots in Facebook groups, Joe Gallo.
Never ending. Never.
Never ending. Fucking ending saga. So other than that, that's all I got. Unless you got something you want to add on here, I think that wraps it up for this week.
I just want to say that Topher's Part 2 looks awesome. I just thought of that.
Great way.
Randomly just came in my head that he finally finished it. It looks pretty cool.
Probably would have been better to say that earlier, because now nobody's listening at the very end anyway. So save that for next week, because no one cares at this point. Eat shit, Topher. So, all right, you know the drill. Please rate and review wherever you listen to the show at. Also, TeePublic, Etsy, Camp Blood Radio. Please go buy a show shirt. Joe Gallo is begging you.
Begging. Please.
And as always, questions, comments, concerns, feel free to drop us a line. Unless
you're that fucking bastard Mark Teffner.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.